This is Zach, and you're listening to The Fastest Told in the Dark. Today, I have two scary stories for you. And this is an introductory podcast. Normally, I will have three or four scary stories. This first one's called The Cell Phone. The second one's called Ghost Bro, which is so much longer. So, yeah. I was going to start with the cell phone. A couple months ago, my friend's cousin, a single mother, bought a new cell phone. After a long day of work, she came home, placed her cell phone on the counter, and went to watch TV. Her son came to ask if he could play with her new phone. She told him not to call anyone or mess with text messages, and he agreed. At around 11:20, she was drowsy, so she decided to tuck her son in and go to bed. She walked to his room and saw that he wasn't there. She ran over to her room to find him asleep, sleeping on her bed with the phone in his hand. Relieved, she picked her phone back up from his hand and inspected it. Browsing through it, she noticed only minor changes, such as new background, banner, etc. But then she opened up to her saved pictures. She began deleting the pictures he had taken, until one new picture remained. When she saw it, she was in disbelief. It was her son sleeping on her bed, but the picture was taken by someone else above him, and it showed... And it showed the left half of an elderly woman's face. Okay, now I'm going to do Ghost Bro. My house was built in 1904 in a single family home. Wood frame setting on a concrete block foundation. I have been living here for about 12 years. Of all of the weird things that my siblings and me have seen or heard in this house, this one event is my favorite. This happened to my brother about 10 years ago. My brother and his friend had started a garage band playing mostly Spanish rock, alternative music, but in Spanish. His friend could only get together on Saturday afternoons. They would practice into the early evening, and they would usually call it quits by 8 p.m. This way, the time I usually showed up and went to bed, because I worked the graveyard shift. This happened in late fall, so the days were getting shorter. They had just finished a long session when the decision to head to someone else's house came about. My brother handed his car keys to his buddy so he could load up the equipment. Everyone had filled out the basement, but the tricky part was that they needed to walk all the way to the back of the basement, up the back stairs, through the kitchen doorway, down the hall into the living room, and out into the front porch. Everyone was outside, sitting in my brother's truck, waiting for him. My brother was walking up the back stairs when he remembered that he had left his pancakes in a to-go container sitting on the speaker in the basement. He made the decision to go back. Now the basement is not clean. With full sight lines, there had been partitions made in the boiler and main heating, but are right smack in the middle. So after my brother walked back, he is about to retrieve his food container when out of the corner of his eyes, he sees it. It's a shadowy figure Right as his premonitional vision, this feeling of dread and uneasiness washed over my brother. He had been taunted that if you are in the presence of a spirit or a ghost, you felt a bad vibe. It says quick prayer or to cuss at it. My brother chose that later. He basically just told it, "Hey, F you. I don't have time for this S word." My brother started to walk to the back of the basement and briskly up the stairs, closing doors and turning off lights as he was walking out. The last light switch is on the opposite side of the front door. Luckily, the door was open and the light from the street lamp was flooding the living room. With its amber light, my brother said he felt something on his back, but at no point did he turn around. As he flipped the last switch, the living room went dark, as did the rest of the house. As he stepped out and pulled on the door, closing it behind him, still holding his food container in one of his jog down. In one hand, he jogged down the few porch steps. As he walked toward the front gate, our house resides far from the main street, essentially having a large front yard, but no rear garage. As he closed the gap between himself and his friendly lane truck, he kind of smiled and thought things over his head, mad at himself for spooking out when there was no reason. He climbed into the driver's side of the truck, pulling on his seatbelt and getting ready to pull out of the parking spot directly in front of the house. When one of his friends asks, Hey, wait, what about your brother? Isn't he coming with us?" My brother answered, "What do you mean? He went to work early tonight. He is already gone. Do you see his car anywhere?" The question they asked, "So, who was speaking behind you when you were leaving the house?"